IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
There are things in this world that leave me completely mystified. But there are certain things that don't. So I thought, well, one of the things is research, right? When there's research that goes into, I don't know, let's find out which countries have free media versus which countries don't. That's research. So I thought, well, I actually mentioned this earlier today when we were talking about media and who has a free media. And my producer who's listening to the show, she said, got to get hold of William Bird because he's the director of Media Monitoring Africa. And these are the guys that know. They publish, you know, reports on who has free media, who doesn't. And William Bird joins me right now. Good morning and all the best for 2025. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And compliments, we can still say it, I think, until everyone's more fully back at work.
Until people tell us to stop.
Until the end of January, let's hope we can send compliments and hope for good things for everyone.
Exactly. So we've been talking about free media earlier today, and specifically in the role of Al Jazeera, the Palestinian Authority last week they suspended Al Jazeera in the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. And it kind of started me thinking about what is free media, who's monitoring, who can hold media accountable for not being free, I guess, or unbiased. How does that work, William? And who is, and do you monitor the Palestinian Authority?
No, I mean, sadly, we don't. It's not, these things are a wee bit broader than our kind of mandate and the resources that we have. But I think the broader issue is one that's going to become an increasingly contested terrain over the year and over the next few years as AI and these things take over and as what passes for news changes. So one of the things we know, so Chai FM, for example, for you to broadcast, you have to get your license.
Sure.
In getting that license, one of the things that you commit yourself to doing is subscribing to the Broadcast Complaints Commission of South Africa. That means that if you broadcast something that people are unhappy about, there's an avenue of recourse. It's an avenue that's in line with our constitution and our principles, and it's an avenue that seeks to balance the kind of complaints against your rights to broadcast whatever views, ideas that you want, right?
Sure.
And these things are always about finding balance. So broadcasters across the continent and globally generally tend to be regulated pretty well because they were regulated by, you know, according to scarcity of airwaves. So Chai FM and all of the broadcasters in South Africa, if there's a problem, you can lodge a complaint and it will go through a system and will be addressed. It may not be the answer that you want, but there is an outcome and there is consequences to that particular outcome, right?
Yes.
So there's you prevent that media from doing that again. It's a form of accountability. Now, what you're seeing with media globally and media all over, and then what you're seeing with social media platforms, is that they increasingly, people are putting out views on almost anything that they like. And if you go on a social media platform and you put something out there, you can report it to the platform and hope that something happens. But by and large, something may or may not happen. You don't even know. And if it's a platform like X, you know, then it's an exercise in futility. So, and that's one of the big things now is that you're seeing people being able to spread the most vile, horrible things and things that are either hate speech or incitement to violence, for example, there's no kind of consequence management for. And that really is one of the big issues. So we see governments globally looking at this and going, well, how do we deal with this? Because traditionally governments could say to a media house, okay, if you don't toe the line, we're going to shut you down if you don't adhere to these principles. Now, whether or not those are fair is a very different thing. We're very lucky in South Africa and in Namibia, for example, to have good media systems that there's no government interference with. So if you lodge a complaint, government isn't going to come to the BCCSA and say, no, we disagree with that, right? But in other countries around the world, certainly governments tend to want to be increasingly restrictive of this. And worst case scenarios, what they do is they just go and they say, right, we're going to shut the media down. We're going to just shut the internet down in this country because we don't like what they're saying. We think it's causing chaos and we've seen those kind of extreme cases again also gaining in popularity. So this issue of how we deal with media, with freedom of expression, and knowing what's real and what isn't, and knowing what's news and what isn't, is going to be increasingly hard. And as you rightly point out, one of the basic mechanisms is if you know a media house is accountable to a system that itself is broadly fair and, you know, has, it'll obviously have limitations, then that gives a lot of credibility to that media. So I'd much rather believe anything that I hear on any broadcaster in South Africa than I would on any kind of social media accounts on any social media platform, just because I know that if you people do something wrong, there's a method of accountability.
So something, I mean, I'm so happy that I'm speaking to you because you are the perfect person to have this conversation with. So 2 weeks ago, right, we were covering what was happening in Mozambique. When I looked at, and it is a serious problem. We have a very, very porous border there. People can literally just walk in and they don't get stopped. You can just drive in. Yep. Our local media is not reporting on that at all. They were reporting on where influencers were going on holiday. They were reporting on, like, really rubbish stories. And I say rubbish stories because there isn't anything substantial. Whether, you know, if it doesn't matter in 5 years, it doesn't matter. Who cares where that influencer went on holiday? But it's very important what's happening in Mozambique. Right, so there is another way that I suppose to have an influence is to not get people to report it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a hard thing to monitor what isn't there, right? Precisely because the absence of it is evidence that there's a problem.
Right.
In this case, I completely agree with you. I think the understanding and reporting of what's happening on our border in Mozambique and just across the border is extremely poor generally. You know, but that comes down to usually the number of journalists that are available. There's a language barrier there. We haven't invested enough in reporting on our continent. So this is an ongoing issue. You'll find often that some of the best reporting on Mozambique is coming not from African media entities, but from international media houses,
right,
whether they are BBC, Voice of America, AFP, Al Jazeera, whatever any international entity you like, they often tend to be doing that because they've got the resources to do it largely. And in South Africa, what you'll find is that there was a skeleton staff working across the festive season, and that's, you know, they were looking for something to get copy out because they still had five other stories to do in the day. And that, and again, but what that does though is it says to ordinary members of the public, well, you're coming to me for something that's actually news and information and that's hopefully useful in my life, and I'm not hearing anything about Mozambique, and I'm going to have to rely on whatever accounts I see on social media that tells me something, even if that's may not be true at all.
Yeah, it's so true. Just before I let you go, is how free is South Africa's media?
So we are number two on the continent. Namibia just beat us.
Wow.
In terms of their levels of media freedom, and you know that it's an incredible achievement. 30 years into democracy,
it really is actually.
Struggling media. The biggest threat to our media is, of course, financial sustainability. It's not, in fact, coming generally from government kind of threats and oppression. And if you look at us, we're significantly higher than, you know, some of these more officially stable democracies like the UK, many EU countries. So we really have a lot to be proud of in that regard.
Absolutely. We'll just keep on fighting the good fight, doing what you do.
Thank
William
you.
Bird, thank you very, very much. That's William Bird. He's the Director of Media Monitoring Africa.